Listen to one of this year's top true crime podcasts. Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast is out now on all podcast platforms.
Scott Gelman.
A complaint at her apartment building led to a woman being pepper sprayed. I'm Luke Luker.
How long a Rockville banker got in prison for stealing millions from religious institutions? I'm Megan Cloherty.
The driver of a bus where a student was nearly shot and killed speaks out.
This has changed my whole life.
I'm John Doman. 8 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. It is one of the deadliest accidents in India's rail history. CBS's Remy Innocencio has the story.
This surge of wounded and dazed victims overwhelming small local hospitals. I held onto something when everything in the train started flying around, said this survivor. People fell all over each other. As dawn broke, search and rescue teams ramped up their efforts with sniffer dogs and cutting equipment to find and free the living and the dead still trapped in the mangled heap.
More than 280 people have been killed, at least 900 injured in that derailment. A government audit finds that an agency charged with keeping roads safe is too slow with its investigations.
Problems at the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's Office of Defects Investigation limit the agency's ability to respond to rapidly evolving problems or severe risks to auto safety. That according to an audit by the Department of Transportation Inspector General. Some of the reasons, lack of an integrated computer system for probes and not consistently following its own procedures for making safety problems a high priority.
CBS is Jennifer Kuiper. No default now that Congress has passed the debt ceiling bill, but the U.S. still is not out of the woods.
The president will likely sign that compromise bill as soon as later today. But for at least one of the credit rating agencies, the deal didn't come soon enough, and they're keeping the U.S. on a watch list for a potential downgrade.
CBS's Christina Ruffini says Congress had until June 5th to pass the bill or risk default. New research from Bank of America shows pay increases when changing jobs are down from the great resignation levels. But CBS's Irina Ivanova says switching might still pay off.
The rate of people quitting jobs for any reason is almost down to its pre-pandemic levels. And along with that, we're seeing the bonuses, the raises that people get for switching jobs come down, not quite to pre-pandemic levels, but close.
CBS's Steve Kathan reports on an upcoming labor action.
Journalists plan to walk off their jobs next week at publications owned by Gannett, the largest newspaper chain in the country. Their union says that mostly one-day strike will start June 5th. It aims to protest the company's leadership and cost-cutting measures imposed since its 2019 merger with Gatehouse Media.
Federal investigators looking into the death of an 8-year-old in custody of Border Control say a nurse notified about the child's medical conditions denied repeated requests to call an ambulance.
Her fever at one point the day before she passed away had spiked to nearly 105 degrees. Why that didn't raise alarms for these medical contractors is part of that investigation.
This is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
8:03 on Saturday morning, June the 3rd, 72 degrees in the nation's capital, temperatures heading up to the high 70s. Good morning. I'm Dan Ronan. Thanks for joining us here on WTOP and WTOP.com. The top stories we're following this hour. We're updating you on the status of the sale of the Washington Commanders. It is moving along nicely after the NFL's Finance Committee pointed out what were some unusual complexities in the Josh Harris $6 billion plus purchase of the team. The Washington Post is reporting that Harris will meet with the committee next week. He's promising to make the necessary changes to get approval from the league owners. The assurances from Harris now have the league optimistic that the Finance Committee will recommend approval and the deal could be ratified in the coming weeks, according to two sources familiar with the sale process, speaking with the Washington Post. One source says the deal is in the, quote, 90% plus range. The NFL and Harris have declined comment to the Post on that story. Loudoun County Public Schools has a new superintendent. Aaron Spence is currently the superintendent at Virginia Beach in the public school system there. WTOP Scott Gelman reports the Loudoun County School Board vote was 6-2 to approve Spence as the new chief educator.
Dr. Spence supported significant growth in the division, ensuring all schools became and remained fully accredited and overseeing processes resulting in the division's highest graduation rates on record.
That's how Loudoun County School Board Chairman Ian Sorotkin describes Aaron Spence's accomplishments in Virginia Beach, where he's held the top job since 2014. Loudoun County launched a search for a new superintendent after firing Scott Ziegler in December. The county's been scrutinized after two sexual assaults by the same student in 2021. Broad Run School Board member Tiffany Polifko said there's a wound in the school system.
And this current board is not the one, in my belief, who's going to fix that wound.
Spence is expected to move to Loudoun County and take over in the coming months. Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
A D.C. woman says she was pepper sprayed after she went to complain about something in her Adams Morgan apartment building.
Christine Corbin says she went to the assistant property manager about them taking down notices of the formation of a tenants association. She videoed the argument. Corbin speaking with NBC4.
I could not open my eyes for 2 hours. I got called off in the ambulance, and I was in Georgetown Hospital for 2 hours. My arms are still burning.
Police plan to charge that property manager with simple assault. Residents at the building on Columbia Road say they've been fed up after days-long water shutoffs to update plumbing. In a statement, UIP Property Management says they are cooperating with police. Luke Luger, WTOP News.
He's not yet 30, but will face 3 years in a federal prison. We're talking about a Rockville man who prosecutors found took part in an elaborate bank fraud scheme, stealing millions from churches and other religious institutions.
A jury convicted 29-year-old Diape Sek of Rockville for his role in stealing nearly $2 million by stealing checks from the mail. Federal prosecutors say Sek, who was a customer service representative at a bank, opened 412 bank accounts and fake identities in just a one-year period in exchange for cash bribes. Prosecutors say checks payable to and written from churches and other institutions were deposited into many of those accounts, and then they say Sek and at least eight other co-conspirators would withdraw the money at ATMs. Megan Cloward, WTOP News.
The driver of a Prince George's County school bus where a student was attacked and nearly shot to death last month is speaking out about what happened.
This has changed my whole life.
Natalie Brower watched in horror as three people stormed onto her bus last month and put a gun to the head of a student sitting right behind her.
That's all I talk about. I've been having insomnia. I had to go to the doctor. And anxiety since this occurred.
She watched one teenager try to pull the trigger three times. Each time, the gun failed.
If that gun hadn't jammed, I might not be here today.
The safe spot she took her aide and the student who was attacked ended up being about a mile away.
Oh, his face was scarred up. He had a big knot on the side of his face. They hit him really hard.
She says the school system needs to do more to protect employees like her. In Upper Marlboro, John Dome in WTOP News.
Coming up on WTOP after traffic and weather, Wall Street finishes on an upbeat note for the week. Jeff Claybaugh has the latest. WTOP News time is 8:08.
Get a precision AC tune-up for only $59.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the Yates. Let's go to Mary DePompa in the WTOP Traffic Center.
All right. Thanks, Dan. We have events, road work, a couple crashes. The big picture, though, you're riding pretty well. Around the Beltway, no major incidents, both in Virginia and in Maryland. On the Maryland side, a new crash was reported on I-270. They were running southbound near Georgetown Pike Exit 1. So both directions and your ramp still unfounded. Watch for any responders on their way and do proceed with caution. It was north on 270. Listeners found a work zone in Rockville. Passing under 28 exit 6, the right lane will be closed, not costing any extra time. Inside of the Beltway, there is a new crash that's being reported on 450, 410 Veterans Parkway. Watch at that T change all around there for responders and possibly the crash. While inside of the Beltway, it's work. DC 295. Two spots heading north. You're going to find slowdowns before and after Pennsylvania Avenue, getting by in a single lane, hitting the brakes after Burroughs toward Eastern Avenue, where you're staying right to get by the work zone. We'll cross to Potomac and we're into Arlington, Virginia. Our big story, the Armed Forces Cycling Classic. A couple big events happening today. 110 is closed from 66 and all the way into Pentagon City. They actually begin and end in Crystal City. So 110 closures as well as surface streets throughout Pentagon City. You'll be under police direction. Big roads in Virginia, however, we're still doing pretty well. They're working George Washington Parkway besides between 495 and 123 in a single lane. Two spots southbound Fort Marcy and then after the scenic overlooks in a single lane. Don't sell your used car to a stranger. Be safe and go to FitzBuysCars.com. Get the most for your money in a safe new car showroom. Visit FitzBuysCars.com. That's the Fitz way. Mary DePump, the WTOP traffic.
Thanks, Mary. To 7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
Tracking some showers and storms this afternoon. Not everyone's going to see the rain, but if you do, consider yourself lucky because we need the rain, and the rain won't last too long, anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes. Then it should be out of your neighborhood. Rain comes to an end by sunset this evening. Highs today around 82. Lows tonight back down to 57. Then highs tomorrow even lower, 77 degrees. Light wind and some drier air. More sunshine for your Sunday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans with First Alert Weather.
Mid-70s on the board all across the region. 76 in Reston, 75 in Bethesda, 74 degrees in Woodbridge. Weather brought to you by Long Fence. Save 20% on Long Fence decks, pavers, and fences. Go to longfence.com today to schedule your free in-home estimate. Money news on WTOP, 10 and 40 at the hour. Here's Jeff Claybaugh.
It was a pretty good week for the markets, capped with a big Friday rally. For the week, the Dow gained 3%, the S&P 500 index up almost 3.2%. The NASDAQ rallied 4.25% this week. Only a handful of economic reports are scheduled for next week, among them an update to consumer debt, with credit card debt already at a record high and student loan balances still growing. There are also reports next week on factory orders, inventories, and trade. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Coming up on WTOP in just a few moments, we'll talk with Paul Brandis of Dow Jones Market Watch on the debt ceiling bill that's going to be signed into law by President Biden today. WTOP News time is 8:11.
Here's Tracy Roush, the founder and chief innovation officer of DocBox, on the discussion, Be Next for Success with Montgomery County, Maryland Incubators. Sponsored by Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation.
I think you have a population base of human capital to be able to hire. You've got world-class universities here, world-class researchers, access to various government agencies. Everything's at your fingertips to be able to be part of the process. And that's all part of not just reacting to it.
Watch the entire discussion on WTOP.com. Search Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation.
What powers Montgomery County, Maryland as a thriving location for business growth and global reach? Our top talent, partnerships, and access to the NIH and FDA. Join our leaders in life sciences, tech, hospitality, and more. Connect with the award-winning Incubator Network and the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation. Be next to find your perfect space, your next investor, your success. Reach out at connect@thinkmoco.com. That's connect@thinkmoco.com.
812.
1800.
No, 180.
Lebanon?
Yes, it is.
Theodore Roosevelt?
Yeah.
South Africa?
Correct.
The second one?
No, it's the first one.
Next time on It's Academic, hosted by WTOP's Hillary Howard. Students from Blake, McDonough, St. Albans, W.T. Woodson, Fauquier, and Sandy Spring Friends. Join us for the playoffs. It's Academic, Saturday on WETA-PBS.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Your car, running or not, could be picked up as soon as the next day. No title, no problem. Go to carsforkids.org today.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Now accepting donations of land, homes, buildings, or any kind of real estate.
Just ahead on WTOP.
The Nationals and Mystics ride the same roller coaster to victory. What's next for Maryland in the NCAA baseball tournament? And the latest in the pending Commanders sale. Sports in 10 minutes on WTOP.
Boundary-breaking sitar superstar Anushka Shankar joins the National Symphony Orchestra for an evening of genre-defying music. June 14th at the Kennedy Center, she performs her dazzling arrangements with the NSO, including selections from her Grammy-nominated album Between Us. A leading figure in world music, Shankar has reinvented sitar for a new generation, exploring styles from classical to contemporary and acoustic to electronic. One night only. Tickets at nationalsymphony.org.
In a competitive job market, it can be hard to get your foot in the door. That's why Arkfield is opening up its headquarters in Chantilly, Virginia for a Cleared hiring event. If you're a Cleared professional, join us on Tuesday, June 6th from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. On the spot, contingent offers to qualified candidates will be made. Don't let uncertain times put your career on hold. Apply online to RSVP and learn more at arkfield.com/open house. That's arkfield.com/open house.
This is WTOP News.
8:14 now on WTOP. Thanks for being with us this morning. I'm Dan Ronan. We are glad to have you along with us. President Biden signs the debt ceiling bill today. He says it's a compromise with Republicans, and he says the country has dodged an economic collapse. He says neither side got everything they wanted, and that includes less money for the IRS, but that could end up winding up costing us more money in the long run concerning Social Security and Medicare. Here to explain is Paul Brandis, the finance and retirement columnist at Dow Jones Market Watch. He's also the Washington Bureau Chief for Evergreen Streaming, and he's written numerous books, including one on the JFK assassination. Paul, good to have you with us. How does this not fully funding of the IRS tie into things and cost us money?
Well, Dan, you know, Social Security has been paying out more than it has been taking in for a couple of years now. The trust fund, the Social Security Trust Fund, is projected to run out in a few years. And when that happens, Social Security payouts will be cut an estimated 20%. What does this have to do with the IRS? Well, the IRS estimates that it is not collecting close to, get this, $500 billion in taxes every year because its computer systems are antiquated. It doesn't have enough people to handle data entry, analyze returns, and all that. So $500 billion not being collected each year. A lot of that is the payroll taxes that support Social Security and Medicare, by the way, that all working Americans have earned and deserve. So the fact that this money is not coming in is, in one way, speeding up the, you know, the exhaustion of this trust fund. And when that happens, of course, Social Security is going to be cut. That's what the IRS and the Treasury Department say.
Hey, Paul, we've got about 30 seconds left here. So we're talking more than 80,000 workers that Biden wanted for the IRS. What happens now?
Well, the thing that folks need to remember is that the vast majority of these IRS jobs have nothing to do with tax auditing or investigations. Most are just customer service reps, technology types, and that kind of thing. The IRS has actually lost about 50,000 people in recent years. Tens of thousands of others are expected to retire. All Biden wants to do is simply replace them over the next 10 years as these folks retire. It's not 87,000, you know, tax-grabbing agents, as some Republicans have complained. I think people need to understand some of the facts here.
Paul Brandis, who joins us every week as a finance and retirement columnist at Dow Jones Market Watch. He's also the Washington Bureau Chief at Evergreen Streaming and author, as I said, of numerous books on the presidency. A quick look at the top stories we're working on at WTOP. In a 13-minute Oval Office address, President Biden declared the bipartisan debt ceiling. He said it is a crisis averted. He'll sign the legislation today. Loudoun County Public Schools have announced that they have hired Aaron Spence. He's the superintendent of Virginia Beach Public Schools. He'll be the new school superintendent. He'll move to Loudoun County later this year. Keep it here on WTOP for details in the minutes ahead on all these stories. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Mary DePompa in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thanks, Dan. There's always the no news is good news. Well, we just got news in Virginia. Interstate 95, as you're running northbound out of Spotsylvania County, hitting the brakes at the Rappahannock River Bridge. Continuing north, passing 17, exit 133, left lane block crash, response on scene. That becomes your breakaway. Nothing was southbound from Springfield to Fredericksburg. Easy Pass Express pointing southbound. Just a quick note, in the heart of Manassas, it's the annual Railway Festival. So on 28 Center Street between Grant and Main, watch for traffic control and various north-south street crossing closures and parking restrictions. Also in Virginia, the big race in Arlington continuing throughout this weekend. It is the Armed Forces Cycling Classic. Today's challenge ride closing 110 from 66 all the way into Pentagon City. They begin and end in Pentagon City, so various surface streets are also closed with event traffic control. Follow police direction. We're checking inside of the Beltway in the district, DC 295, two work zones northbound with delays before and after Pennsylvania Avenue, getting by in a single lane, then north after Burroughs toward Eastern Avenue. Stay to the right to get by. And don't sell your used car to a stranger. Be safe and go to FitzBuysCars.com. Get the most money for your car in a safe new car showroom. Go to FitzBuysCars.com. That's the Fitz way. Mary DePomp, the WTOP traffic.
Thanks, Mary. Now to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
Mild and humid out there this morning. We're in the upper 60s to low 70s right now. We've got 78 at 11 a.m. Afternoon highs around 82. Then this evening, temperatures in the low 70s, making it very comfortable once we get the rain out of here. The rain chances will not be that high, only this afternoon, around 30 to 40%, and a few rumbles of thunder cannot be ruled out as well. Rain comes to an end by sunset, and then those temperatures fall down to 57 later tonight. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans with First Alert Weather.
Weather brought to you by New Look Home Design. Right now, save 50% on all roofing materials and labor. Coming up on WTOP, the latest on those young eagles out at the Dulles Greenway as they learn to fly. We'll get the latest coming up. WTOP News time is 8:20.
Slowed down, held back, inhibited. What you get out depends on what you put in. Rejuvenate your engine's performance with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Because true performance knows no bounds. New and improved Shell V-Power Nitro Plus removes up to 100% of performance-robbing deposits to rejuvenate your engine's performance. Continuous use in gasoline direct injection engine fuel injectors.
Diamonds Direct takes our most popular offer ever up to the next level. Now, for a limited time, you can make any purchase and take advantage of special financing for up to 5 years. Or get $5,000 off. Get the lowest possible monthly payment or get a generous cash credit. It's all about giving you more. Design the ring of your dreams with our most flexible finance options and best savings ever offered. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion. Get details and more at DiamondsDirect.com. Unapproved credit.
8:21.
Anybody can spout adages about weather, showers and flowers, lions and lambs.
But for up-to-the-minute forecasts and breaking weather updates, depend on WTOP News.
We've teamed up with 7 News First Alert Weather, bringing you the latest forecast every 10 minutes on the 8s.
We're looking at sunshine and nothing but blue skies to start your day.
Even if the outlook isn't so sunny.
Clouds moving in now. Next up, thunderstorms later in the day.
WTOP and 7 News. Up-to-the-minute forecasts you can count on.
This is WTOP News.
8:22, a story we've been telling you about all this week. Those young bald eagles at the Dulles Greenway at their nest in Leesburg just couldn't seem to catch a break this week.
First, a partial nest collapse on Monday sent Dulles Greenway bald eaglet DG4 tumbling to the ground, shaken but largely unhurt. Then Friday morning, it happened again. Terry Hoffman with the Dulles Greenway was notified and immediately checked the eagle cam.
And when I turned the camera on, couldn't believe how much of the nest had collapsed. And DG5 was just hanging on to like a small section of the nest.
DG4 appeared unhurt, and the two are now at a facility where they can work on their flight skills. DG5 seems to be doing just fine, with bald eagle father Martin swooping in for regular feedings, although Hoffman said his team is on standby just in case. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Online dating is no cakewalk. The barrage of shirtless dudes and the occasional rude stranger is enough to throw away hope. Not getting good matches. Let me ask you this. Are you including stuff in your profile that you shouldn't? I'm Kim Commando, America's digital pro, to reveal the essential things you need to avoid including in your dating profile. 1. Avoid self-deprecating remarks like, I know I'm no supermodel. No one wants to date a Debbie or Donnie Downer. 2. Don't be an arrogant jerk. While it's important to showcase your confidence, being overly proud can be quite a turnoff. 3. Leave out any comments about things you hate. Sure, you don't like spiders or the sound of chalk on a chalkboard. That doesn't say much about you. 4. Avoid a sense of resignation to online dating with statements like, I hate it here and I hate online dating. 5. Don't link to your social profiles. It might give the impression that you're seeking followers rather than genuine connections. Try my free daily newsletter at getkim.com.
A retrial is underway for two Maryland doctors accused of conspiring to help Russia shortly after the invasion of Ukraine. That's according to a court filing a couple of hours after a mistrial was declared Thursday. The Baltimore Sun reporting that the jury deadlocked after 2 days in the case of Dr. Anna Gieberlin and Dr. Jamie Lee Henry. Gieberlin is a former Johns Hopkins anesthesiologist. Henry is a major and a physician in the U.S. Army. Both are charged with conspiring to aid Russia and providing the health information of several patients. The charges carry maximum penalties of many decades in prison.
Sports at 25 and 55. Powered by Red River. Technology decisions aren't black and white. Think red.
A good night for three area teams. Here's Rob.
The Nationals and Mystics won at home in nearly identical fashion. The Nats blew a six-run lead over the Phillies, but rebounded to win 8-7 on a Lane Thomas RBI single in the eighth. And Kyle Finnegan improved to 3-2 after pitching the last 1 2/3 scoreless innings. Dave Martinez loves to see it.
You know, that showed me something. The way these guys just are relentless about coming back and doing little things, you know. Alex Call with a walk and then a stolen base and then Lane battling to knock in those runs.
Likewise, the Mystics blew an 11-point lead, but clipped the Wings late for a 75-74 win over Dallas, in which Elena Deladon and Shakira Austin each had double-doubles. Maryland opened their NCAA baseball tournament run with a 7-2 victory over Northeastern, led by Nick LoRusso's three-hit, two RBI game that makes him the first Division I player in 20 years to notch a 100 RBI season. The Terps have a 6 p.m. Saturday night date with Winston-Salem region top seed Wake Forest on the heels of their 12-0 romp of George Mason. The latest in the pending Commanders sale to the Josh Harris Group. The Washington Post reports Harris will meet with the NFL's eight owner finance committee next week in what is considered the final hurdle before the transaction is officially put to a vote amongst all the owners. A source quoted in the Post report said the Commanders sale to Harris is in the 90% plus range done now and could be ratified by the owners late this month or early next month. Rob Woodfork, WTOP Sports.
Coming up on WTOP after traffic and weather, the top stories, also the latest on more prison sentences for those involved in the January 6th insurrection. WTOP News Time, 826.
The thing about roofing companies is you don't need one very often. But when you do, you want to make sure it's the right company. That's why I recommend Roofmasters. Hi, it's Chris Corr. I know from my own personal experience what a terrific company Roofmasters is. Don't just let price be the way you